Spring is a busy time for farms, but last weekend, a few farms in northwest Arkansas were bustling with even more than the usual activity. Ozark Natural Foods sponsored the first ever tour to farms. Patrons of ONF were able to visit 9 different area farms and watch demonstrations. Here are some sounds from the tour collected this weekend.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go and we'll pick the feed bins, and then I'll show you the feed we use. I brush hog paths. No one wants to walk through waist high dusty and dry grass.
My name is Terrell Spencer. Folks know me as Spence, and I own Across the Creek Farm. So we have a 20-acre field here that we're looking at. It's kind of like a gentle V. You know, it both ends are high. It overlooks, I think that's Kessler Mountain. The land here that we're on, it's called, we call it New Pear, but it used to be the Pear Farm. And it used to be a fruit production farm. I mean, back in the 20s or 30s, the Pritchard family owned it. And so it's neat to see this land. This land used to produce a lot of food for Fayetteville. And we're real close to Fayetteville. I can see Razorback Stadium from part of the farm. So it's neat for that land to be in production again, feeding Fayetteville.
My name is Cindy Lawrence, and I live in Centerton, Arkansas. And I am city coming to country, so this is a very new experience for me. And it was really exciting to see an actual chicken farm in the workings and doing it holistically, to me, it's my dream, so...
My name's Verona Friday, and I'm 9. I go to Washington Elementary. I went to plenty different farms, and it was fun. They're good farmers, a lot of them.
My name is Sam Friday, and I'm the father of Verona over there. It's a good experience, and I hope they have it again because, it helps really connect the community to the farms and the food to the person in the community.
I'm Pauline Thiessen. I'm the produce manager up at Ozark Natural Foods Cooperative. I organized 8 different farms, and then we just gave the passports out. We had people register at the store, say, hey, I want to go, and then they came back and picked up their passport, which had all the addresses of the farms in it. And allow people to carpool and make their own travel arrangements. And then I'm just running ahead of them to set up the food and get people stamped in and, make sure everything's going smoothly. I was not really sure what to expect, but everyone that I've spoken with has just been very thankful that they can come and do this, that we're organizing this, that Ozark Natural Foods is hosting this in conjunction with the farmers. They're really, I've heard a lot of I'm learning a lot, which is great. So for their own gardens and then just about the food. So I think it's a great success, and I'm really happy and proud of it. Next, we're actually headed just right down this same dirt road to Ansel's Produce. Ansel is Ansel and Jenny. She still works at the store. Ansel used to, and he's done a lot of internships at other organic farms, and he started his own farm. So we're going to get to see some horse plowing, and he's going to talk a little bit about what it takes to make a leap into farming as the next generation.
My name's Ansel Ogle. I've been farming on and off in the Ozarks since I was 18, so about 6 years now, 7 or 8 years, and grew up around here, and I'm trying to start an organic vegetable farm here on the Pear Farm, and it's all organic, and I'm trying to get away from fossil fuels. My demonstration here is for horse farming. So this is Dick Corteau. He's been a draft horseman for a long time, since the 60s, 50s, and in that time, and he's plowing today and harrowing. A plow is breaks the sod, and then the harrow comes and breaks the soil and the sod apart. And 2 weeks, once it's all started to decompose, I come back and I till once. I do some minimal tilling, and I'll come and till once, and then I'll plant into that. I grow mainly sweet potatoes, cucumbers, onions, and lettuce heads.
Well, folks, the only cheat here is me. This is not really the way you do it, and I've done it for many miles. I have the lines behind your back, and you're running the whole thing. But my leg is so bad, I can't follow on these anymore, so I'm cheating. I'm up here riding and let somebody else do the work.
My name is Cadence Conway, and I go to Holcomb Elementary.
And I just plowed a horse for the first time, and it felt a little scary at first, and I liked it.
My name is Jack Kaiser, and I'm a retired engineer. I moved to Fayetteville about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, and came here because it's a good place to garden. We grow our own food, a lot of our own food. We're expanding our own production, so being here has given us a few insights, like the hoop frames that we've seen over across the road. That design would be very affordable and just the right size for a backyard greenhouse. I think it's great because it's not just learning where the food comes from, but meeting other people who enjoy the same thing. So you have something in common with them. You wouldn't have met them otherwise without doing this.
Overall, we had 250 people register for the event, and because we didn't really know what to expect, we've been keeping up with it at each farm, and so far we've had about 70 to 80 at least at each farm visit, and over 100 at some of the events that weren't overlapping. So it's been really great to see all the different types of people come out here. I've seen kids, we've had the whole range, kids to adults, teenagers to, senior citizens. We've had an interest from every spectrum show up. I'm going to try to do this again next year and, include some other farms that are a little bit farther out. Now that I see how much enthusiasm there is for it, and kind of like maybe we'll go out to some of my Eureka farms or my Carroll County farms.